Government's power of eminent domain is not widely understood, and for some of us, we may only understand its potential impact after it's too late. That may seem to be the case of a Maui landowner who lost his waterfront land, may have to pay the state $1 million as part of an eminent domain case. The reality check with our partners at Civil Beat, reporter Stuart Yurton has that story. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
This is, why don't you set the stage for me? It looks as if it set the, might have landed, hit this landowner like a ton of bricks when it happened. What exactly happened?
Well, the landowner, Mr. Williams, bought some property there on Maui's south shore at the small boat harbor there, and it was a really good deal. He bought this property and entered a lease with the state, under which the state would lease the property from him and pay him based on a formula that included both the sort of value of the land and the market rate at which people were renting land in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So over then that started in 94, and the lease was about $150,000. 20 years later, based on the formula and negotiations, the lease had gone up to about $350,000 a year that the state was paying Mr. Williams. And the state got some bad press, people asking, why are they paying almost $1,000 a day for what's basically a vacant lot with parking and some storage? The state never developed the property. And then the state came back and said, we want to condemn the property instead of continuing to pay the lease. So condemning means they're going to take it, but they have to pay the landowner. That's eminent domain law, basically.
Right.
Under the Constitution, U.S. Constitution, it says the government can take property from you for a public use, but it has to pay just compensation. Question here is, what is just compensation?
How much notice did the landowner have that this was going to be happening?
Well, he says that he received notice, but at the time he had sort of moved to Costa Rica and retired, and that the notice was sent to his home in Dallas. So he kind of didn't have to find out about it immediately and had to scramble. The bigger question than the notice issue, though, I think is the question of what constitutes just compensation here in this case, and whether the jury in the condemnation case that's going to help decide the value of this property, whether the jury can consider that state lease on the property. Again, there's about 10 years left on it, and we're talking about $350,000 a year, so that's worth a lot. And the question is, can the jury factor that in when it decides the fair market value of the land? Initially, the court said yes. The jury will be able to consider that. In fact, the state was pretty clear arguing that is the way this is done.
Mm-hmm.
After the bad press, the state came back and said, no, that the jury can't hear about the lease. And the judge on Maui agreed. So that's where we are now.
Sounds as if it's not getting any less complicated, is it?
It's not. And remember, the key to this is, or one thing to think about is, it really raises a big question that's going to be important. How are the courts treating landowners in eminent domain cases? We have the Honolulu Rail coming into the city center, and these kinds of cases are only going to become more prevalent.
Well, we'll be hearing a lot more about this. Thanks a lot, Stuart.
Thank you, Chris.
That was Stuart Yurton with today's reality check from Civil Beat.